Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And before we even get started, we've had a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Somebody threw Bruce down this well, or I've actually got him trapped down this tunnel. And just to get all this information out of him, I'm kind of torturing him because he's full of wonderful information. How you doing, Bruce? Are you okay?
I'm
down?
I'm doing great.
You okay?
Yeah.
Down there?
I'm hanging out down here.
Yeah. All right. So if there's a little echo or whatever, we apologize on that end of it. Sometimes, you know, the connections aren't always perfect. And I'm calling, where are you located anyway?
Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, wow. So I'm calling you long distance here. Anyway, we've got Bruce with us here today, and I'm really excited about this. Bruce is the international educator, and I always joke with him about that because he's the educator for Garden of Life, phenomenal company. And he has full of a massive amount of information. You do a lot of research. You work with a lot of doctors. You do a lot of training and education. I usually learn a lot of new things every show and every time I interview you, so I'm very excited about all this. And today, we're going to be talking about a product that's been out on the market for about a year and a half. It's really a new product. And it's a very different combination, but it's a very smart combination. We're taking basically curcumin with antigraphus, and I've talked about both of those on the shows here numerous times. So if you want to look back at www.merryman.com/radio or click on Mike on the Radio, you can get further educated on the ingredients that are sold singularly. But this is a neat combo with Synergis. We could talk a lot about the history of curcumin and the history of antigraphus, but we've already talked about that on a lot of shows. And I think we need to just jump into this product because, you know, we don't have all day to talk about it. We want to get the information out really quick to our listeners. And this has a lot of really unique synergists, and I want to go into detail about that. I want to go into detail about the particular antigraphus you're using and the research behind that and the cumin and how it synergized. But the product is Garden of Life My Kind Brand Herbal Turmeric Pain Relief. Bruce, why don't you tell us about how this was formulated, why you did this formulation, and then we'll get into the ingredients and what all it can do for everybody.
Yeah, so this was put together by Dr. Terry Willard, a clinical herbalist from Canada who's been studying this stuff 70. He's now written 23 textbooks on herbs. He's probably forgotten more about herbs than I've ever learned. But he's really a big fan of andrographis, and he has turned our company into kind of a fanatic about andrographis extracts. And we searched through all the different brands and all the different supply houses and farms, and we landed on one that is certified organic and actually has a patent, and it's been through a bunch of clinical trials. And most people think of andrographis as an immune system herb.
Yes.
I don't know about you. That's how I used to know about it.
Yeah, that's how I first learned through Dr. Holt, and I talked about that on the other show because, you know, Europharma has a great andrographis, and we talked all about that, but it's, like, good for a week. I did a whole show on it, and we'll talk about it more today, but I'm really interested in the synergy with this working with the turmeric and the curcumin, how it works together, because I think we got the cake plus the icing or something that will be exponential. But you're using a special form of that. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we want it organic. That's
right.
A big thing for us.
Yes, I know.
Looking around for certified organic. And when you look at all the andrographis on the market, there's only one trademark we can find that actually is certified organic and has human clinical trials under its belt. And it's called Peractin, right? So it's the only one that was fitting our bill right off the bat. And when you look at the trials on the stuff, they have done a great job of concentrating out the andrographolide. And as you said, I think there's a lot of synergy here, meaning that the way that these herbs will work in the body is that it will reduce inflammation in a multi-pronged approach. You're going to be working on different types of cell pathways, different types of receptors. And I think that this combination, I've just never seen it, but I'm really excited just based on the early reports in the last year. This is going to be one that I think will be among our top products for pain and swelling and rigidity. So many people are taking really harsh pain medications that are actually bad for them in the long run.
Yes,
we want to go the other way.
Yes, and I've got this sheet from the HPI company, I guess, that makes this Peractin for joint health, and they're kind of comparing it to current medications, which would be the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which just block the COX enzyme and basically inhibit the F-kappa-B. Corticosteroids, the COX-2 inhibitors, which a lot of times, you know, they'll block the COX-2, I think what's brand name, I don't want to get in trouble here, but but probably Celebrex is well known for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't affect the COX-1 enzyme, which can be a really, and aspirin, I think, does the cyclooxygenase 2, or known as COX-2. Again, you have the problem is it blocks one and then blows out the other because you kind of get a flood of inflammation on the other channel. And then also there's a lot of injectable for rheumatoid arthritis, what we call the TNF blockers, tumor necrosis factor. Those can cause a lot of side effects. And then there's another new injectable, and we're not going to do brand names on these, but the interleukin-1 or IL-1. So there's some really what I call exotic pharmaceuticals that are synthetic that block pathways. You obviously get unbalanced. You don't reach the homeostasis. I know with curcumin and antigraffis, they're adaptogenic tonics. They balance. And I know just with the curcumin, it addresses every channel of inflammation. I think that is very, very important. And obviously adding this Practin to it is phenomenal. I'm seeing a lot of the studies. What are you seeing now just with the product anecdotally? You know, what from reports, good reports, what are you seeing out there, Bruce?
Yeah, we have a flood of testimonials on this one.
I
of
bet.
All the turmeric products we sell, and we sell powders and, you know, all kinds
oh,
of
I
different
know.
Extracts.
Right.
This is the one that I think we get the most positive feedback. People writing in about shoulder pain, neck pain. I've had people who have diagnosed osteoarthritis using this. We have people, I've even seen people in wheelchairs using this from car accidents.
Wow.
I've seen people all over the map who are taking pretty heavy doses of turmeric, often from other brands, and then they try an organic antigraffis blend, and they're blown away. I think you're right. There's a lot of synergy. We want to work on many, many pathways. We're getting away from that pharmaceutical approach where we target one single receptor,
silver bullet,
one path.
Yeah,
hammer
yeah.
that really hard.
Yeah, this balancing, because that's the body's holistic. You know, you really have to look at the body as a whole. And when you start doing silver bullets, a lot of times, I know even with the statins and so forth, they block the CMG-CoA reductase enzyme, and then it blocks a lot of other things and creates cancers and a lot of other issues. I'm not going to get into that today, but I mean, that's a prime example of a drug that's supposed to, you know, it does one thing, but it causes a lot of harms. It has created a lot of issues out there. But the thing with this particular product, it's doing a lot of different things. And you mentioned osteoarthritis. That's kind of bone on bone, the wearing down. There's a lot of studies here for rheumatoid, which is the autoimmune. And I know both curcumin and the antigraffis are very good at stabilizing the immune system. And antigraffis, and again, listen to the other show. We'll go into a little bit of detail today. But antigraffis does so many things. And I'm just going to give you a quick list of what it does. It's good for colds and flu and upper respiratory, as we talked about, joint pain and arthritis, liver disease, heart disease, diabetes, cancer. And I even heard it's good for hangovers and snake bites and all kinds of different things like that. And it is an absolutely phenomenal product. And then the curcumin is good for your liver, your lungs, your bowels. It's an anti-carcinogen, passes the blood-brain barrier, uplifts your mood. Both of these uplift your mood.
Yeah.
And it's also good for cleansing your body. Both of these are good for your liver. See, this is what I love, because, you know, you take almost all pharmaceuticals are very hard and damaging on the liver. A lot of the supplements, the botanicals, because they're food, they're a dietary supplement, they're actually cleansing and healing for the liver. Your liver, you don't want to beat your liver up. You want to be taking things that give you results that actually work, do what you need it to do without damaging your body and damaging one of the most important filters, detoxifiers in your body. Your liver's already beat up from all of the garbage in the environment and all the toxins. Let's not beat it up any further. I am really curious, though, about the fact that I know curcumin, and I read studies all the time, it is very, very hard for your body to metabolize it. They're doing nanospheres. They're putting it with polysorbate. They're putting different oils. And I will say, I really like a lot of the companies that will put the pepperine, the pepper. I think you do that. You've used a branded form. Tell us a little bit about that. And then the other sister compound, ginger, we're going to talk about that. But tell us a little bit about, because you got a couple really good synergists here that I'm sure really get that into the blood and then get it into the cell.
Yeah, so all of this was put together by Terry Willard, who's
okay.
a clinical herbalist who is an eclectic, you know, researcher
yes.
who studied, you know, under some of the great lineage of herbal medicine. And what he really believes is, just like you're saying, we want to come in with all these different elements that mm-hmm. work together. And black pepper, specifically piperine, is the compound that really helps absorb curcumin and not only gets it in the bloodstream more, a lot more, like we're talking 20-fold increase, like 2,000% increase
right.
in some of the trials.
Right.
Not only that, it's also about how long the stuff hangs around.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's pretty well known that curcumin, I think the half-life is usually measured in minutes. You know, if you just eat crude turmeric root and try to get that in the blood, it's not going to last long. And so we
right.
use organic pepper extract. And most companies have used a trademark called Bioperin,
yes.
which is good. We don't use that because it's not certified organic.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. I think maybe they've mentioned that before. You have. Okay, so what are you using then?
So it's the same basic concept. Yeah. It's just that instead of using conventional pepper, we are using organic pepper. It's still standardized up to 95% piperine. So it's basically the same as Bioperin trademark. Mm-hmm. It's just a cleaner, organic certified version. And we found out that peppercorns often have formaldehyde used.
I was going to ask you, what's the chemical? So it's formaldehyde. Ew.
Yeah. It's not something we want in our supply chain.
Right. Well, and wasn't there a problem with like flooring and stuff in different household, like tile having formaldehyde is very dangerous. It's carcinogenic and it's something that and a lot of people have a lot of major issues with the formaldehyde problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just,
so that's what it is.
For us.
No.
We really want to get rid of that. And also when we look around at a lot of the other patents out there in terms of improving curcumin, a lot of them are just not very clean. They use solvents which are not compliant with the organic program. I've even seen like chloroform on some of those lists.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Right. I mean, you're trying to make something healthy to give people health benefits. And we find that with the fish oils and a lot of stuff, they'll use acetone and benzene and chloroform and formaldehyde. It's like, dudes, come on. Why are you doing this? This is, you know, I just don't deal with companies like that. That's why I love your company and Europharma and the Now brand and Nature's Plus. And as your type of, and Irwin's, I mean, I could go on, but there's a lot of really good companies that are very, very concerned about how it's manufactured, sustainability, being organic, and then, you know, doing a synergist that really works. And it takes a lot. And the industry's come a long, long way. Bioperine, but you're not using that. You're using a pepperine. It's basically, I bet it's trade secret where you get it from, huh?
Yeah, well, it's really just an organic concentrate. I believe it's all sourced from the USA, the peppercorns are.
Awesome.
But it's the way it's concentrated up is really just to make sure we get superior absorption and a much longer half-life of keeping that stuff in the bloodstream to work on our immune system.
You know, I remember Dr. Nancy Angelini with, I think it was a New Chapter, talking about loading and rebound, particularly with pharmaceuticals, but even like the CoQ10, even like you said with curcumin. I think the longest out there, again, it would be like the Europharma that'll stay in your body for 10 to 12 hours. It's very important for your body to have that sustainability because obviously, I mean, you hear all the NSAID commercials about, you know, this brand stays, why do something that's going to last half as long? This will stay in your body all day. And I think that's very important. And actually, there's a rebound too, because sometimes when you do a supplement or particularly a pharmaceutical, the levels will get really, they'll go lower. I remember a study on CoQ10 where the starting point after you supplement, after a few hours, actually the CoQ10 is reduced because your body's reaction to it. So you never want that. I think it's very important to take all that in consideration. So you're using pepper, specialized organic pepper extract, which is absolutely phenomenal. It gets that into your body, helps for the longevity. And then you're using something else, which is a sister compound to turmeric, which I think I've seen in a few other formulations, but it's the ginger. Tell us about that one.
So organic ginger, once again, this is going to bring a lot of blood flow to the stomach, kind of improve circulation, kind of warm your body up a little bit,
right,
and improve blood flow. We want to deliver all those molecules out into the peripheral tissues, into muscles and joints.
And get into the cell. And you know what? Ginger's a digestive.
Yeah.
So it's going to really just help for the digestion. You get all the benefits from the andrographis and then the curcumin. You've got the pepper and then I'm automatically assumed that you've got some probiotics in here too.
You know, we use Danisco strains. This is Lactis BLO4 and an Acidophilus LA14. These are strains that came from top strain banks. And they're here to improve digestion, help secrete some acids and enzymes so we can break down the fibers and the tablet really easily. And even our tablet, I should mention, it's a tablet that is patented. It's called Clean Tablet Technology.
Oh, wow. Tell us about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting away from all the shellac resins and carduba waxes and all the aluminum sulfate.
Car wax.
Polymers.
Yeah.
When you look at what the pharmaceutical industry made, it was cheap to make and fast to produce. But what we really wanted to do was go the other direction of improving digestibility and really working on how clean the ingredients are. So there's nothing from corn, nothing from soy. It's all mostly brown rice. And it's palm oil, it's organic palm oil. All of our ingredients, of course, are organic.
Right.
And when we source palm, we're not out there just buying willy-nilly palm on the commodity market.
Yeah, there's a lot out there, yeah.
We will only buy from RSPO certified responsible sourcing where they've been audited, so they're not knocking down virgin rainforest. In fact, we buy it from a company in Brazil called Saranda that all they do is grow plantations for the last 50 years. You know, we don't want to hurt the ecosystem.
Right.
And palm oil actually is pretty good for you as long as you get it sustainably. So that's what we've done, really worked on better excipients and binders, better disintegration times that's cleaner with our tablet. We really thought this out at every level, even the tableting gum.
Wow. Yeah, and I know it's very important to my customers because most people that are in the health for themselves are also into the health of our planet and the sustainability, fair practice. I know a lot of, I know your company gets into that too with if you're going to be using a farmer, you want to make sure that they have a decent lifestyle and make a decent living off of it. And at the end of the day, because of the volume, the large amount that's being sold, there's still a very good quality control, and you've really done a lot of research on sourcing. I know sometimes you do run out of product with, you know, even like your proteins and the cows and, you know, different things like that. But the sustainability, the good sourcing, and at the end of the day, you know, people are going to think, well, this is going to be really expensive. It really isn't. And, you know, Merryman doesn't take a huge margin. You know, we're out there to, our focus is to help people be healthy, to be results oriented and to help our customers. And I think that's why we're really as busy as we are, because people realize that we're not in it for the money. We're in it to really help people. And that's just something that keeps us going is the profit from that. But we don't have to have a large profit. We do a lot of discounts. And then your company helps us with that too. We have coupons and discounts and all of that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, you know, you may think, wow, this is going to be $50, but it's not. And I think you're the one, a lot of people will tell me that can waste, if the worst, I think Cheryl Myers is the one, is, you know, the worst supplement is the one that you buy that does nothing because you've just totally wasted your money. Oh, you really want to get good results. A lot of times you don't have to take as much because you are getting something that gets into your body that is, you know, very effective and gives you great results. So again, you know, instead of having to take, I've found this with the CoQ10. Sometimes if you take there's a lot of things about CoQ10. I'm not going to get into it right now, but if you take just the regular everyday CoQ10 compared to one that's really bioavailable, you might have to take 3 or 4 times as much. You're going to end up spending more money on the cheaper supplement than you are on the one that really is going to give you the results and really work. Now, noticed another thing. I'm doing a lot of talking here, but we got you down a hole, Bruce. So you're back in the echo chamber. So anyway, I noticed you had like numbers or something after your probiotics, and that is, we've heard on the shows in the past, that is a sign of a really good, clinically studied, very effective probiotic. Tell us again about what those are in there and what they do and a little bit more about those, because I think those are awesome.
Yeah, so B-lactis, BLO4, is a specific strain that came from a lab. It's actually in Wisconsin. And this is a lab that is owned by a Danish company that's been fermenting since the 1800s.
Wow.
And has published some of the best studies. And what these do, these strains that are in here, BLO4 and LA14, these are alphanumeric, science-sounding names, but they're just describing specific species of probiotics, really specific strains. It's almost like when you talk about breeds of dogs, you have, you know, like an Irish wolfhound versus a poodle.
Right.
They look very different, even though they're the same species.
Yeah.
And that gets into, you know, Bifidobacterium lactis. That's a whole family of different bacteria. Some of them are strong and some of them are weak. Well, BLO4 is a studied breed that has been through a bunch of trials, and it actually helps reduce histamine value. There's some studies on it degrading histamines for helping digestion and helping their immune system. But also it makes good acids, and it can survive really well through bile and gastric secretions in your gut. And it actually can be pretty stable and through heat and light and air as it sits in this tablet.
Okay.
We really did our homework.
Yes, you did. And I want to point some things out because I don't know if the customers or the listeners picked up on this. But when you said histamine, there's a lot of research out there, a lot of information that probiotics are very good for allergies. And it's very important, again, that, you know, these aid the digestion and that they're stable. There's, you know, again, when you and I have talked about this and you've given a lot of great information on this show in the past about how that probiotic, you know, if it gets totally destroyed by the acid in their stomach or doesn't go where it needs to go, why even put it in there? You know, maybe it sounds good, but if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, so not only is this going to be helping to aid the digestion and it's going to actually do what it needs to do, it's going to be effective because all the studies have been there, but it's also going to do some other positive things. If it's going to lower the histamine level, it's going to help with allergies. I mean, we just know that. So
we know a lot of people take turmeric for general immune support, and that includes allergies.
Right. I'm just thinking here, this is pain relief, but this is maybe, it goes way, way beyond that, because we know the antigraftus is great for upper respiratory. You've got the probiotics. You've got the synergists for digestion. We're looking at a product that is going to be good for a lot of different things other than just pain relief. So when you go get this pain relief, it may help with the sniffly nose. It may help uplift your mood. It may help with your digestion. It may help to stabilize your and help aid in your circulatory system. I know even the curcumin is good for your pancreas, helping with blood sugar, cholesterol. And again, Bruce, you know, inflammation is the precursor to the leading causes of disease and death, which is, you know, heart disease and cancer, basically the osteo or the arthritis, the pain. And that's what a lot of customers come in for, is all of that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really exciting. Tell us a little bit more about what you know about the antigraftus, what this Practin does.
Yeah, so it's a really, a, like you said, a major player all over the body. It has been known to help the liver,
yes,
which is really a great thing for so many Americans who have fatty livers and elevated liver enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a product, like you said, that is going to help with, I was just reading some of the trials on antigraftus looking at C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation. And a lot of Americans are walking around, again, not only with fatty livers, but also with all these blood markers that we can measure. These
yes, and the proteins. Doctors will test for C-reactive protein. Some of the cardiologists are doing that. I've seen that. They started that maybe about 15, 20 years ago, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a measurement of how much inflammation is in your body. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of an acute phase reactant. So it goes up and down depending on, you know, if you exercise a whole bunch, it will go up. Or if you've been in a car accident, it will go up. But if you've been eating really clean and you've been resting a lot and drinking plenty of clean water and taking turmeric every day, then generally these numbers go down. Your blood looks cleaner, less inflammation. And so that's what we want to do, is combine two powerhouses. Andrographis, which has its own clinical track record.
Oh, yeah.
It goes
yeah.
back centuries in India and the Ayurvedic tradition.
Right.
But also turmeric, which is gaining ground in the West as being one of the most proven herbs for helping to address all these imbalances with our inflammatory cytokines, like you mentioned, all those interleukins and necrosis factors. That turns out to be where a lot of the research is going. And it turns out turmeric is one of the best weapons we have in the arsenal. Why not combine that with another powerhouse, andrographis, and get them all organic? And then put them in clean tablets with probiotics and ginger.
I know, it's just, it's so exciting. It really is. I mean, when I saw this, when you started talking to me about it, because I almost overlooked it in your product line. And I try to really study, and of course your reps, and you point out things to me too. But the fact that you've got some of the best, highest quality, you've got the Synergize, it does so many different things. I actually just take it every day. And again, because, you know, I take the two, I really love the Eurofarmer brand. I always take one of those every day. But I also take the antigraftus, and this is another thing, too. If you're taking antigraftus and you're taking curcumin, why not go ahead and take the combo here and see what that does? And I like to do this, too, with my supplements. I will take something for a month or two or whatever and get used to how that feels, and then I will switch out. You know, I'll start on a new vitamin or I'll start on a new supplement and see within a week or two if it makes any difference. Or sometimes I'll notice the next day or even that day if it's a really phenomenal. I'll be like, wow, I feel a little bit better. That's cool. And sometimes you'll start in on a supplement and you'll feel it a lot at first, and then you don't really feel it much anymore because you are feeling really good. And then you notice it. And I always tell people, okay, if you don't think it's doing anything, stop it for a week. And a lot of people will be like,
that's always good.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I stopped it and I don't feel good anymore. That was really doing a lot for me. I'm not, you know, I don't have as much energy. And I guess I was feeling 10 years younger and didn't know it because I got used to that good, you know, healthy feeling. So
I've seen that a lot too.
Oh, yeah. We hear that all the time. So this product is absolutely phenomenal. I think we could go on all day about this. I did want to mention too, you know, that, and again, I think I mentioned earlier that there's a lot of flavonoids in both of these, and flavonoids are not flavors. They are basically the coloring portion. And I know the antigraftus is a very bitter herb. And it's a cooling herb, according to the Chinese and the Ayurvedic, the Indian, very well known. It's been around for millennia. So we've got the curcumin that's very well known and studied, the antigraftus that's very well known and studied. And just thinking about, you know, I'm thinking, okay, if you take this every day as an adaptogenic tonic, just one pill a day, or maybe a little bit more, that it's going to do a lot of other things. Maybe help with, you know, prevention of colds and flu, help with your allergies, help with not, you know, what it's really focused on is this joint pain and inflammation, but help with the digestion. Maybe help you with some things that you didn't realize. Maybe as far to go as your circulation and your cholesterol and diabetes and all of these things. Again, you know, it's not a cure-all, but it helps to push back against all of those things. Now, dosing. I always want to know, can this be taken, you know, with the supplement? How much can we take it? Children, babies, pets, what's involved here? Talked about the delivery system, but who can take this and how much can we take and what can we take it with?
So it's not intended for children.
Okay.
But basically anybody else.
All right.
Actually, you know, anybody who's above about 100, 110 pounds, you know, if they're females, even I'd say 90 pounds and up.
Okay.
This is going to be something that's really well tolerated. We don't get a lot of bad feedback on this. People
No.
tend to digest it well. We have clean tablets here. We have a lot of support for digestion. But I'll say most people that I talk to take one in the morning and one at night when they're using it in a serious way. My dad actually uses this product. It's my favorite one of our line. And it has made a huge difference. My father works construction. He's
mm-hmm.
been in that field a long, long time. And for him, it's about sleep. He takes this at night, and it just really seems to help him get extra rest throughout the night.
You know, I find that too. Sometimes I'm laying in bed, and I'm like, oh, I'm achy. I can't get to sleep. The other night, I was like, what would my king do? I always tease myself, you know. No, I'm not mental, but well, maybe I am. Some people think I'm crazy. I tell everybody I'm beyond help, but I'm happy. But anyway, I was laying there, and I'm like, oh, my, I'm going to need to do something because I couldn't. I try, you know, you try to push through it, and you give about 20 minutes. Like, I can't sleep because, you know, my legs ache, and I'm just kind of achy. So I got up, took a couple curcumin, took an antigraphus, which I, you know, I'm taking this combo now, which I love. And then I took a little bit of CBD, and I'll tell you what, it must have been, I remember telling my wife, like, oh, I'm, you know, man, I'm really feeling good. You know, I can sleep now. And the next thing I knew, I just woke up the next morning. So
yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you need to do things like this. Hey, you know what? It looks like we're just about out of time. Need to just review here really quick. This product is absolutely phenomenal. It is called Herbal Turmeric Pain Relief. It does a lot more because of the ingredients. Super high quality, super bioavailable, great price. Give us a call. Come on out, visit us at Merry Man. It's a new, fairly new product, and it's branded, and the quality is absolutely phenomenal. You can take a couple a day. What's the maximum that you could take on this, Bruce?
Maybe. I think four a day.
Four.
Pretty much the high end.
Yeah, and then after that, you might be wasting your money. A lot of things I know,
that's
even
right.
with the bee propolis, if you take more than about six, it really doesn't do that much more for you. So, Bruce, this has been absolutely phenomenal. Sorry about a little bit of the throwing you down into the tunnel or into the well. I hope you survive, but it... You're a great sport, and this has been a wonderful show, and we will be talking soon. I think we're going to talk, maybe you've got a liver bitter, a maca root, sleep well. You got some new products you're coming out with, so it's going to be really exciting.
Great. Thanks for having me on today.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Bruce.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.